Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Hey, what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
You mean no regrets? A new study finds that people are less attractive when they are covered in tattoos, but researchers also found that younger people, tattoo artists, and those with tattoos themselves are not as turned off by ink. But even they, tattoo artists, younger people, people who have tattoos, draw the line at facial tattoos, saying they make people less attractive. German researchers asked people to rate images of the same models with and without body ink. Most respondents rated images of the models with tattoos as less beautiful than images of the same model without body art.
Now, I will say that, there are degrees of tattoos. There's also quality of tattoos. There are some tattoo pieces that look real. I mean, it looks like an actual piece of artwork on the side of somebody's leg. If you pull up the story and you look at the models that they were told to vote on, these are about the worst tattoos that you could possibly get.
Well, then,
get.
So of course it's going to, people are going to say that. I love to. I've got my little wrist heart with the kids that I absolutely love.
Your eyebrows?
My eyebrows are absolutely tattooed. My lips, I've done my lips. I think they look great on almost everybody. I've gone, especially men, you with the upper arm.
What about a sleeve?
I love a good sleeve. I love a good sleeve.
I think it's cool. Like, you have to be.
You have to have guns.
Yeah, you have to be
fit. What you're trying to say.
But like a fit guy with just one armed sleeve and
awesome.
The other one completely blank, I think is really cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
What I do not understand is people like Jelly Roll and Teddy Swims, and they're both fantastic musical artists.
By the face.
But they've got facial tattoos that look like they were done by a blind guy in prison.
Well, I think Jelly Rolls were done at a time when he was not exactly in the best frame of mind
Headspace.
To be making judgment about permanent things on his body. As far as Teddy Swims, I don't know.
We've all seen the video with Taylor Swift and Post Malone for
Post Malone's
Fortnite,
another.
Okay?
Yep.
And in that video, they have used makeup to eradicate all of the tattoos on that man. And Post Malone is a cool guy. I love his music.
Yeah.
He is a beautiful man. And when
He's
you see him
cat.
Without all of the ink on his face, it's like, oh, there you are.
Why wouldn't they just have it removed? They clearly have the money. Now, I understand that's a painful process. Yeah.
And it never really fully removes. So tattoos are just scars. They're just colorful scars.
But Jelly Roll has said in interviews, one of the greatest regrets in his life is getting tattoos on his face.
Well, and in reality, when you get them removed, instead of having colorful scars, now you just have skin tone colored scars. The scars are still there.
But no offense, but wouldn't that look better?
It depends.
I mean, to have a different skin tone, at least you don't have a really bad prison cross tattoo underneath one of your eyes.
When done well, I'm a big fan of tattoos. I will probably be getting some myself someday.
Ooh, can we help pick it?
Sure. I already know what the first one's going to be, but after that, I don't know.
What's it going to Well, Dana, you mean you would get one?
No, I have
Turn
one.
Your microphone on if you're going to talk.
I have one. I would get another one.
Where is it?
Will it be larger than a dime?
That's smaller than a dime.
I meant her next one.
It's the same height as a dime. It's not quite as wide because it's a heart, so it narrows at the base. You know, the way hearts do. We need to go over shapes on this very program.
It is an educational program.
I would absolutely get another one, Sam.
Where would you get it?
I don't know. Well, one of my daughters, after she got this one, got another one up here.
Okay.
And wants to get another one.
Typically, when you get one, you get the itch.
Yeah, I would absolutely do another one. I would. And I'm not going to say publicly what it would be, but I know what it would be.
Will you tell me off the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to do it right now.
Will you tell me at the top of the air news break?
Yeah. Like, I know, I'll tell you right now, I know exactly what it's going to be.
See, I'm just afraid. I know what I would want if I were to get a tattoo. I just don't know where to put it.
Well, and St. Margaret's still alive.
And St. Margaret is still drawing oxygen.
Just don't put it on your neck. I mean, at our age, should not be something like where people go, wow, did not have that on my bingo card.
You need no regrets on your forehead. No regrets.
No regrets.
Right. My credo.
Tramp stamps are out of style. That is correct.
Yep. There is a Chiefs fan who lost a bet and has a, quote, champ stamp, and it is a picture of Patrick Mahomes on his lower back.
Oh.
What was the bet?
I hope it was a big bet. I don't know what the other wager was, but yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dan, you got ink?
I do not.
Can we just call them tattoos and not call them ink?
When we get back, can I just mention briefly, we have an update on the Independence Warter.
Warter?
That fell down, go boom.
Warter.
We had wondered yesterday who was the company. I'm not blaming the company, but...
Well, I would, because it didn't go according to plan.
When that water tower went down, it did not come straight down. It went over onto the street and into power lines.
The water tower damn near hit a house.
It was next to Osage Street, and then it was on Osage Street.
I will tell you this.
That would make a good tattoo.
The city of Independence started sourcing out contractors to take down the water tower in November of 2024. They received 9 contracting bids from companies across the region. Those bids ranged from $40,000 to $402,000.
Well, let me guess. They went with the 40?
When we get back.
Probably.
Well, I will tell you which bid they took down that water
tower. Give me a case of beer, and I'll give it a shot.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming up next.